You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So this morning we continue in James chapter 3, this time beginning at verse 13, where James is giving us some instruction on the wisdom of humility, the attitude of Christ Jesus, and the resistance to evil. Listen to what James says to us. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Things to avoid. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is the source not your pleasures that wage war in your body's parts? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. And you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and you quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend what you request on your own pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose, he jealously desires the Spirit whom he has made to dwell in us, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So James gives us some good advice about humility. Imitating the humility of Christ, putting ourselves into the attitude of Christ, is the best defense against the craftiness of the devil. The devil who likes to use our pride as a weapon against us. So to better understand the depth of the humility that we should strive to achieve, I look to what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2 about the humility of Christ himself. Paul reminds us in Philippians 2 verses 1 through 13 that we should be like Christ. He says, therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but rather emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to desire and to work for his good pleasure. So what is James and Paul, what are they telling us about being of the same mind as Christ Jesus? See, more and more and more each day as the world goes on, and I am in the midst of it, I'm coming to the realization that being like Jesus requires that I be more intentional about setting myself aside. You have to be intentional about setting yourself aside, because in the natural state of mind, I don't know about you, but I tend to focus on me. Left to my own devices, I focus on me. I focus on my wants, my needs. The problem with that is that behavior is far from Christ-like. That's not Christ-centered behavior. That's not a Christ-centered attitude. That's a me-centered attitude. But if I'm intentional about my relationships with other people, intentional about modeling myself in Christ's image, then I allow the Holy Spirit to move me in the direction of the cross. You see, it's all about attitude. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's all about attitude. It's all about attitude. Having a mind like Jesus means having the same attitude as Christ, which was and is an attitude of humility. If I want a Christ-like attitude, I have to ask myself some hard questions. Questions like, am I all about me? Or do I put the needs of others ahead of my own? The Apostle Paul said it best in his letter to the church at Philippi. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Jesus, if his love has made any difference whatsoever in your life, if being in a community of the Holy Spirit means anything at all to you, if you have a heart, if you care, Paul says, do me a favor. Agree with one another. Love one another. Be deep spirited friends with one another. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help other people get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Don't be obsessed with getting your way. Forget yourself long enough to lend someone else a helping hand. Do we do that in our everyday walk? I hope we strive to do that. Paul says, think of yourselves the way that Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God. But he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status, no matter what. He didn't do that at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity, the privileges of being God, and he took on the status of a slave. He became human. And then having become human, he stayed human. He didn't vacillate back and forth between deity and humanity. No. When he made the choice to be the incarnate babe in the manger, to grow up in human flesh, to be subject to the same world and the same forces that we're subject to, it had to be an incredibly humbling process, but he didn't claim special privilege. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life, and then he died a selfless, obedient death, and not just any old death, the worst kind of death, crucifixion on a rough wooden cross, spikes driven into his hands and his feet. See, because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, and even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is in fact the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father. I find it most telling that the attitude of humility, the attitude of obedience that Christ showed us, elevated him in the eyes of God the Father, so that he honored him and gave him a name above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that what glorifies God, what causes God to elevate us, is an attitude of humility. God hates, and that's a strong word, God hates a prideful, self-centered attitude. God loves an attitude of humility. You've heard the saying, pride goes before a fall. Well, the rest of that saying is, but an attitude of humility raises us up in the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? Humble yourselves before your Lord, and he will lift you up. Paul tells us to obey even when nobody's watching. And those are the times we really need to watch ourselves. When we obey and carry ourselves in an attitude of humility, we're working out our own salvation. Paul says, how much humility should we have? Paul says we should carry out our own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, we should, every moment of our lives, as we work out our salvation, as we continue in our sanctifying journey to be more and more like Christ, every moment we should be in reverent awe of our God, because he is the one who is working in us by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring us into the complete, total fullness of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. You realize it's his righteousness that he's building up in you. It's not your own. It's not of your own making. When Jesus died on the cross for you, he exchanged your sin for the very righteousness of God. That should be humbling in and of itself. And so if we look back again at our scripture in James, we can see that the humility of Christ, if we take it upon ourselves, make it a part of who we are, will put us in a position that's favorable to God the Father. Subjecting ourselves to God, if we draw near to God in this manner, James says he will draw near to us, which is a place the devil can't abide, which is a place the devil will always flee. You want to be free of the wiles of the devil? Humble yourself before God. Allow him to draw close to you. And in that proximity to the one holy God, the devil just cannot abide. And so, my prayer for you this week is that you would go forward from this place today into your week in awe of God, who enables you to desire to be more like Christ, and who gives you the power and ability to actually live out his good purposes, to do the kingdom work that he's purposed you to do, to be who he called you to be. An attitude of humility is an attitude of Christ. It's the very essence of what it is to be Christ-like. And in that presence, the devil and all his schemes cannot stand. Be the church, the body of Christ, in motion in this community. Because Christ, as head of the church, is building his church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.